My name is Samantha Bond.
I'm Leah Hex.
Just say your real name.
Oh, I'm Ava.
And this is...
Quality shit.
We're here to talk to you about...
To start it off, what is the best poop you ever had?
The long-ass ones. That are like...
No.
What?
I'm not saying the types of shit. I'm saying the best poop you ever had. Like, the time period. Like, the number one shit you had.
Why are you asking? Did you just have the best shit in real life?
No. Mine, that was the worst shit ever.
Well, good question. Well, if I look back then, August.
Also, your memory is literally Dory.
August 8th, 2013, after a long volleyball game, and after two coffees, and...
So you tell me you drank coffee when you were 12?
A Chipotle. 13? Oh, 12, yeah.
That is such a lie.
Will you just get... I'm making it up, obviously. I don't know what my best shit is. I can think of a couple good ones.
Alright, what are your good ones?
Well, all I can do is describe them to you. Okay, well, it's the long ass ones that are like kind of chunky. They definitely have corn.
Ew, no!
And you gotta like work to push it out.
Those are the worst.
But they feel the best. Look at all that shit coming out of you.
Okay, yeah, but like, what are the long ones that have minimal effort, but like are still pretty good?
Like diarrhea?
No, that's liquid.
Spray the bowl kind of crap?
Yeah, you sprayed the bowl the other day.
I did.
Like, it's still at the back. That was disgusting.
That was probably a top 10.
Dookie. Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever... You're cleaning the toilet.
Sure, I will. Have you ever gotten so close to shitting your pants?
No.
Not even once? Well, let me rephrase. Have you ever shit your pants?
I've never shit my pants. I ate this place called Pee Wee's. It's down in, like, you know that Walgreens is across the river, by the Chick-fil-A, and,
What city? Newport?
It's right next to the AA highway.
Never heard of it.
It's where you get off to go, okay, well, anyways, it's called Pee Wee's, and it was the greasiest motherfucking food ever. I went there when I was with my dad when I was, like, 15. He was driving me home, and I was like, Steve, you better fucking put the pedal to the metal, because I'm about to shit my pants. He literally went from 50 to 80 on the interstate. It is, like, 300,000 mile, about to be 400,000 miles. We're going to celebrate.
On your car?
Yeah.
That's a milestone.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate here in a couple months. I think he'll get it in, like, May or whatever. But the point is, he literally went from 50 to fucking 80 miles per hour.
Go, Steve.
Oh, another time I made a quick stick and lube.
He's mad.
Never going back.
That shit hurts.
Dude, like, I was with my aunt and uncle, and I was like, guys, thank you for buying me dinner, but I have to go home now. And I left, like, during dinner.
Those are, like, that is, like, rocks in
I
your stomach.
I drove 120 on the interstate.
Oh, God.
That's the fastest I've ever gone. So, yes. I came close twice in my life to shitting my hands.
I've only came close once, and it was this year.
When?
It was after we went to Cane's for that dinner we had, and I was with my friend Stedman, and...
Whoa. I need more backstory to this.
We were just doing homework.
Was I here?
Yeah, I was here.
Okay.
And we went to the Cane's up the street, and...
But Stedman was here?
No, she didn't come. She dropped me off. Wait, let me tell a story.
Well,
we were at Cane's with friends, and...
Who are the friends?
It was Silver Wings people.
Okay.
And, we were eating a box of Cane's or some shit, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like a punch in the gut from freaking Thor himself hit me so hard, like, sweating, like, ass cheeks drenched, you know, those kinds of shits.
Dude, my ass has never sweated like that.
Oh my God, my ass will just sweat just cause.
What?
You just see me after the gym, It freaking shakes and trembles. It's not fun.
You're kidding.
Swear to God.
I don't think my ass has ever sweated.
I think my ass sweats every time I sit on the toilet. Or leather seats in a car in the summer.
Do I sit on the same fucking seat?
Yeah, bro. That thing's drenched in sweat.
Why don't you fucking wipe it down?
Why don't I wipe it? It just dries. Anyways.
Dude, this is why she's sick, bros. Listen to this.
I have mono currently.
We don't know what you're
talking about. Let me tell my chicken story.
What?
I was at Cane's And it comes out of nowhere. Like, I've never felt so much pain in my entire life. Pain, I start getting drenched in sweat. This girl's gotta come pick us up. It's like fucking traffic hella. I'm sitting in this girl's car. I don't even know who she is. And she's trying to talk to me because it was just me, my friend, and this girl driving. And she freaking comes to get me. And I'm like, hi. And I'm clenching my cheeks as hard as you can fucking. What?
The last word.
I meant squeezy.
I know. What did you say?
I said quenching. You know what I meant, fool.
Quenching?
I'm squeezing my cheeks as hard.
Spell it.
Quenching? Well, that just means like you're quenching thirst. But that's not the right word. But you know what I meant.
It's clenching.
Yeah, clenching.
Quenching.
Oh, I was clenching my cheeks so hard. Never ran so fast up the stairs. Hit the toilet, not even a millisecond later. Explosion. Explosive diarrhea.
What did you have at King?
I don't know, it was just a bad chicken day.
Oh my god. Where was I? Did I try to
You were here.
Probably not wanting to talk to you.
No, you were trying to talk to me, but I was like, shut up. I gotta go.
You little butthole.
You little butthole. Sorry, I had a medical emergency.
That was not medical.
A diarrhea is a symptom.
Of what?
Of life. Of canes.
Of cancer?
Canes.
Oh, I thought you said cans.
No, canes.
Well, tell them about your sickness right now, you sicko. That's why I'm sitting like all the way over here.
Well, currently I've been diagnosed.
With nothing. You've been diagnosed with nothing.
Literally nothing. During this pandemic, you think, maybe COVID. Dude, maybe.
Hey, listen to this. I'm sorry. But I literally got tested for tuberculosis before I had tested for COVID.
She got a government phone call saying she was...
No, I got a letter. And it was like the sketchiest ass letter ever. It was like, you could
type it up. It looked like a fifth grader typed it.
Yeah, you could type it up in fucking Google Docs, put it in a government envelope, and put it in my house.
And she believed it.
Yeah, and I'm, no, I did it. My mom's like, oh my god, you gotta go get a TB test tomorrow. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Got contact trace for tuberculosis.
Before COVID.
It was during COVID.
No, before I got contact traced for COVID, before I tested for COVID. I just got tested the first
time. Oh, so she got, she said, she's got a tuberculosis test before even touching a COVID swab.
You know how, Schwab.
Leave me alone.
Oh, that was a good time. I can't believe neither of us have had it.
You keep interrupting my story.
We don't really have a story, you just have a...
Neither of us has had remotely even... have not even touched a COVID test until...
I literally just said the same thing.
It was mandatory for us to get it for our school. And yeah. I've had it. Oh my god, you dumb bitch.
Me?
Being a butt.
I literally said the exact same thing.
No, you were saying you didn't get COVID tested. You got tuberculosis. Whatever. But... recently, I've gotten 2 COVID tests, 2 strep tests, about to get a third. All tested negative. And now I think I've got mono, which sucks because disease hasn't kissed a boy recently.
Wait, but you don't know it's mono yet. This is self-diagnosed.
Oh, yeah, I don't know it's mono yet.
Each time she's been to the doctor, they're like, yeah, take some Advil.
Yeah, take some Advil. I can't even fucking talk or swallow food. I've eaten a total of a bowl of mashed potatoes in the last 3 days.
You literally just had Chick-fil-A.
I'm trying to exaggerate.
You can't lie.
Besides the Chick-fil-A. Ladies, this is our first podcast. We've been talking about it, doing it for a while.
Why are you bringing that up?
What do you mean, why am I bringing it up?
Oh, not. We don't need to get hostile. Just asking. A sincere question.
Well, we gotta, like, introduce the background a little bit.
Okay. So, you want us to do it?
I came up with the name, by the way. Quality shit. I think that's pretty fucking good.
It took her an hour to do it.
You came back in here after 20 minutes.
No, I watched...
We did one. She was a lot more friendlier than the last one.
You're mean. Oh my Oh my god, I'm just trying to help.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Please stop.
Where's that from?
I don't know. Kim K.
Who?
Kim K. Who says that? She said, oh my god.
Oh my god.
How's that not sound like Kim K? Who's Jimmy?
I don't think that's
me. No. My god, Courtney. No,
it's not from.
Well, where'd you fucking get it? TikTok?
Oh my god! What's his name? Oh my god, Andrew!
Never. I think you just made that name up too.
No, it's from Big Mouth.
It's from Big Mouth?
Oh my god!
Big Mouth's name is Andrew?
No, Andrew's like the guy who hit puberty first, and he's like, has a little.
Oh.
You never watched Big Mouth?
Watched it a couple times.
So you haven't.
It's not my cup of tea.
Of course it's not.
Sips tea.
Yeah, you missed it. You almost put your hand into the tea so nice. Tell them about our life, Sam. How we met.
Abe and I met.
Why do you have to scream?
About 10 years back. I'm trying to let him. You probably need to get closer.
I'm not getting sitting any closer to you.
6 feet away from me because of her. She cuddles me, but then she doesn't want to come closer.
I cuddled you last week. And I'm perfectly fine over here, and you're living in like a germ infested hole.
Oh, a little more backstory is that Ava's driven me to the doctor's. On like 3 separate occasions for 3 medical issues, and look at her ass over there, freaking not immunocompromised on top of the food chain.
Dude, you can't say any word.
That's why I think we should have called it. What did I say? Illiterate.
That wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
It was like intra.
It was. Inarticulate.
I don't like that. Anyways, no, listen to this. When Sam got kidney stones, it was the weirdest. Tell your part beginning.
Oh,
and
well.
And then I'll tell it from when I come in and when I drive you.
Well, this was last year.
Same time, around it.
Yeah, around the same time.
Because it was right before COVID hit. It was like 2 weeks before.
The exact moment before COVID. Week.
Of our lives. No, it was the worst week of our lives.
That was the week. That was the reason.
No, it all started with concert tickets that we bought. And then
finish one story?
Well, I'm just hyping them up for the next.
No, well, we've gotten to like 3, and then we'll go on to another one.
Well, I get so excited.
Anyways.
We didn't get to the kidney story first, but I say we just like, just go throughout the week.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll tell the kidney story, then we'll do the week story.
No. We gotta start with the week, because kidney's later in the week. We gotta start with the week.
What even happened that week?
Sunday night, before school got shut, every school in the nation got shut down on that Thursday, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was spring break. It was about to be. It was our last week of, like, school for spring break. And our friends and I were like, let's buy concert tickets to Zac Brown Band in Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
We got a free hotel somehow. Let's fucking do it. So we all bought one. And I bought the warranty. No one else did. Because I was like...
Warranty?
Yeah, I don't know. So we all did it. The next day, our dorm floods.
Oh, yeah. Next day, we put our swim goggles on and our swim caps. And we're getting ready to swim down to the...
That's the dumbest thing you ever have input.
I have a video of us in swim goggles.
We do?
Yeah, for the flood.
For the great flood?
For the great flood.
That was funny.
Yeah, so our place floods.
Yeah, we have to like put all of our shit on top of our beds that like we haven't touched in months, and it was all dusty and crusty, and you're like, gross. Next day, school shooter. I was in the library.
Oh, yeah. This was funny.
This was not funny. It was my life jeopardized.
I was outside the building. She was in it.
So I was in the library taking 2 exams with my 2 friends. And I was just in there all day. And there's this great hallway, like, to the right of us. Like, I'm in, like, the lobby area, kind of, like, in the back of the building. This guy just starts darting, like, running as fast as he can, like, in that great grand hallway. And this cop follows him, and we're all just like, what the fuck? The next thing you hear is like, active shooter, everyone get up, we're going to the back room, you're being locked down. And we're just like, you're kidding. You're kidding. And my friend Kate was in there, and she's just a slow motherfucker. And I was like, Kate, there is an active shooter in the building. Get your ass fucking going. And like, my friend Alexa, she fucking darted. I didn't see her until after. She was in tears.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. And then I'm just trying to calm down everyone while I'm, slowly having a heart attack, like, freaking out myself. But, like, I'm trying to make everyone else feel good. And when that happened, I started freaking out. The first thing I did, I called you. I'm like, get the fuck inside right now. Right now. You remember that?
Yeah, no. This was in the library. And I was...
Really? I didn't say that.
You didn't.
I did.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Wow, I was here on your phone.
Dang it. I've already heard this story. I'm doing this, it's going to take you a second. But I was outside. I was right outside the library, like right outside the Starbucks, sitting out on like the tables right outside of it. And Ava calls. She's like, no, she keeps texting me that they have everyone in the back of the building and like huddled in a little corner somewhere. And she's freaking the fuck out.
Oh, shit. It was scary shit. And, like, right, like, on that Tuesday, people started talking about, like, yeah, we might not have any more in-person classes. Like, your professor should start emailing you about COVID. I'm like, COVID? Like, that's not a thing. I thought it was just in China.
Oh, yeah, that was just, like, a unheard of thought.
Everyone was just making fun of COVID at this point.
At that, yeah.
Everyone forgot about, like, everyone making fun of COVID. Everyone.
And they were like, oh, shit. That sucks ass.
Then Wednesday comes.
Oh, is it the kidney stone? Oh, okay. Well, I woke up.
God, you're so bad at this.
I'm great at it. You're being a bunghole. She normally doesn't act like this. She's trying to show up for the video audio recording. That morning. Okay, so let me talk for a little bit because you keep interrupting me. Anyways.
Hey, Sam.
Shut the fuck up. A tiny little backstory is we have a roommate. Cutest girl ever.
She's so adorable. Can we just have a conversation?
Like, I'm dying!
Why do we have to, like, stop, like, every 5 seconds? She's the cutest person ever. She's super nice. She looks like Taylor Swift.
Let me fucking tell it. Anyways, yeah, she looks exactly fucking like Taylor Swift.
Why can I say that?
And not because I was going to say it. Fuck you. She looks exactly like Taylor Swift. And that doesn't even just like her, does her makeup like her, like, as only playing memorabilia, only plays Taylor Swift in our room. Like, I fucking know, Evan and I fucking know every album.
Is this gonna be Eva?
No. Can you get it? I have a throat issue.
That doesn't impair your ability to speak.
Eva.
Ew, stop.
Stop talking like that.
Okay. Dude, like, when we say this girl's the cutest, she was also, like, sometimes, not weird, she wasn't weird, she was super nice, but, like, I would walk into the room, and, like, they'd be like, where's Haley? And I'm like, who are you? Like, why are you in here? She's like, oh, she's gonna give us tattoos, and we're like...
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. She used to give a lot of stick and pokes, and sometimes random people would just show up in the room and be like, hey, I'm like... Hi.
Hi. She's on the other side of the wall.
What you doing? She's over there. Let me take you to the back. But yeah, she looked it and like only played Taylor Swift.
She went viral on Twitter about looking Taylor Swift.
She did, yeah. And she also one of her prom dresses senior year, she took a replica from Taylor Swift's music video. I don't know which one, and like made the exact same ass dress and wore it to prom.
She did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she has a picture of herself in it. Yeah, but anyways, she's very sweet, like,
I
super
love her.
Cute.
Super nice.
But she was very non-talkative at all.
Quiet.
Very quiet.
Quiet.
And, like, didn't leave the room. Even when we had, like, classes to go to, didn't go to them.
Yeah, she went home every single weekend. There was that one weekend she not go home.
She'd go home, like Thursday night, Friday, as soon as she could, like, was out of there. So, that morning, I woke up, and Ava was gone, she'd gone to class. I woke up, and, like, there's this freaking fat-ass pain in my side, and I start puking up, like, yellow-ass, smelly-ass bile into a bucket.
Hey, we don't gotta yell.
I'm trying to get them to hear me. Oh my god, you gotta interrupt my story again.
Sorry, anyway. I'll be quiet.
Well, no, we just. Just be less annoying. Anyway, I started puking all this shit up into a bucket. I didn't even know Haley was in the room. I thought I was the only one. Just like silently just suffering. And then probably like an hour later, I'm getting concerned because all I'm doing is puking. Haley comes out of nowhere and she goes, "Do you want a cracker?" And I freaked the fuck out so much. Like, she didn't say anything before. Like, nothing at all. Like, "Hey, how you doing?" She just offered me a cracker.
A cracker.
To soak shit up. Probably just to shut me up because she just didn't want to deal with it. But yeah, I was sitting there. And then what happened was I called Ava and I'm like, "Dude, Ava, I like, my side hurts like shit and I'm puking. Like, I think you need, what? I think you need to take me somewhere."
You missed class.
Oh, yeah. I didn't show up to class. I had like a 9 a.m. and I just didn't, I couldn't go. And I'm like, so I was called Ava, and I'm like, "Dude, Ava, I'm in a lot of pain, I keep puking."
I was in a meeting with my LC about, like, a project or whatever, and I was like, "Guys, I gotta go."
She's like, "Guys." So
I came into the room, and, like, Sam was so pale. I'm like, "Okay, we're gonna, have you called your mom?" She's like, "Yeah, just take me to the hospital." So I take her to, we're at UC, so we're like, "All right, let's hop in my car, take a little Tupperware.
Take a little Tupperware dish in the car with us.
Tupperware. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I emphasize that so much. Anyway, I'm gonna take it in my car because I'm like, "You're not throwing it in my car." So we get there finally, into the parking lot, parking garage, whatever. She starts puking, alright? And I just couldn't handle it. So I just get out of the car, she just continues to puke. And then, like, I'm in, like, the back of the car. Like,
she doesn't just get out the car. I'm puking the bucket once.
I walk to the back of the car.
I look at her. She's sprinted out the door. She's not even there anymore. She didn't even, like, stand outside the door. She ran away.
No, I was by the car.
She was by the car. She ran away.
I ran to the back of the car.
Sprinted out the door. Slammed. Didn't even look at me.
I watched you puke. I just couldn't hear you.
So then what happened was, I'm sitting there over the bucket, and I turn my head ever so slightly, and Ava's staring me the fuck down, and I have the saddest fucking face on and I look over, and she's standing there.
And then I was like, "Sam, you good?" She's like, "Yeah." She gets out of the car, and we're like, "I'm not leaving this puke in the car."
Oh, no.
So
what I do is, I take the whole ass bucket of bile, and I just dump it right next to the car into the parking garage. It looks like piss, and it's all over the place, and I, like, that's probably the biggest, like, the worst thing I've ever done, ever.
It's just a bucket of puke.
But anyways, after that, we walk into the place, and this bitch-ass rat remind me that
it was COVID
season. No one really heard of it.
Not yet.
Not yet, but, like.
Like, that, the next day and the day after is when, everything got shut down. We had to move out by next Wednesday. Uh-huh. Everything. That's when, like, the school told us the next day.
It was, yeah. At first, we were like, we don't even know what this is yet until they kicked us out of school.
Yeah.
But, so we walked in there, and there's, like,
emergency room. UC Hospital.
Yeah, emergency room at UC. We walk in, and there's freaking a whole ass line of probably, like, 100 people. They all got, there was a lot.
Like 25.
The whole freaking room was filled.
Yeah, it was a small room.
Whatever. And they all had masks on, and, like, these nurses were hustling, and they all looked miserable. We walk up right to the front desk, and we explain the situation, and she was, like, the biggest bitch.
Yeah, she's like, "It'll probably be a 3-hour wait." I'm like,
I'm hurled over in pain with a bucket in my hand.
I'm like, "I'm sorry, puke. But my friend is, like, literally puking up, like, bile. Like, what do we do?" She's like, I'm not authorized to answer that. And I'm like, "Okay, what do you think we should do?" And she's like, "Sorry, I can't answer that." And I'm like, "Okay, like, if you can't help us, where do you think we can go?" He's like, "Sorry, I can't help you with that." I'm like, what can you tell us?
What can you do? Seriously. Like,
she's
being the biggest bitch. Like, "I can't help you, really. It's a 3.5-hour wait."
And I literally was about to say, I didn't say it because I was trying to be nice. But I was literally about to say, like, "Okay, fuck you. If my friend dies, it's on you, and I have to go to hell. Like, she's literally puking. Like,
not that I was ever gonna die.
Like, she was so pale, she had no color on her lips.
I looked disgusting.
Oh my god, it was the crustiest I've ever seen her. Except for right now.
Son of a bitch.
But you were crusty then, bro.
I was crusty. Cut me a break.
Well, anyways,
I have a peanut allergy. I'm so on the bottom.
We called our parents. We're like, what? I called my mom. She was a nurse. So I was like, Mom, what do I do with this girl?
Yeah, Amy starts helping us out. And we just decide that we're going to go to a children's hospital. No.
First, we went back to the dorm. Remember?
Oh, yeah. We went back.
Because, like, we didn't know what to do. And then I took you to children's. And then you could tell that from there.
Yeah, so we went to a children's hospital, even though I was 19. We walked right in that bitch, and we're like, I wanted to be... And my mom, Ava dropped me off to my mom, and my mom came, and we were sitting there. They got me in 10 minutes. On the table they were operating, so the blood of the doctor stupidly touched my stomach, and I almost puked projectile vomited right onto him.
I didn't hear this part.
I made the trash can. And then we got in there, and I had to stay overnight. I didn't eat a thing of... I had to have IV and...
Yeah, I had to pack up Sam's shit.
Oh, yeah, Ava.
I just put everything, like, I just saw, that, like, not on the ground, but, like, in her drawers. I'm like, maybe she wants this. Maybe she wants the book. I'll put some headphones in it. I was like, I don't know what maybe she wants. That.
There we go. We'll just show me this and this.
And then I just ran out and gave it to her mom, and then I was like, okay. Well, like, I was freaking out. I'm like, what is happening to Sam? Like, yesterday she was completely fine. Completely fine.
Yeah, I know. Kidney stones.
No. In the dorm when we came back from the UC, I was like, it's probably kidney stones. We're like, you don't get kidney stones when you're 19.
No, at first we thought it was appendicitis. And we were freaking Googling all this shit. Like,
Gwendolyn?
What?
What?
Googling.
Oh.
Sorry. Googling. All right.
But yeah. You're at the hospital. Almost projectile puked.
But yeah, I'm at the hospital. I'm projectile puking. And they keep me overnight just cause, but then I honestly think I passed it because I went pee, and I know it's supposed to hurt like hell when you pass it, but like, I know boys it does, but girls, I think it just went, or it's still swirling around in there and it's just waiting to attack again. So Ava, get ready for a next little fun trip.
Sam, I'm taking you. Okay, oh yeah, so it ended up being kidney stones, and my mom was right, and everyone thought she was wrong.
Yeah, like, okay, Amy.
Like, okay, sure, this 19-year-old girl has kidney stones. Isn't that for 80-year-old men?
I am very unhealthy. I don't drink any soda, though. I only chug water.
Chug.
But then, so yeah, that was a kidney stone. And all this happened within, like, 3 days.
The next day, we got kicked out. Like, no more in-person classes. They're like, pack your whole room. Like, you're out in a week. All that type of shit.
Yeah.
Which was ass.
Total ass. At first it was like, whoa.
It happened so fucking fast. By the way, this week started with a concert purchase of a ticket. We didn't get to go, in case you guys wondered.
Those are the times.
Like, our spring break got canceled, all this shit. Like, if you were going to go on a trip, you just didn't.
We were so fucking excited to go to the concert.
Oh my god.
And then all that happened.
They picked out an outfit.
And then it was even like, that was the fucking weirdest week. Wasn't it like some blue super moon? And what was it? That was I have a whole ass list. It was a weird ass moon. And also, Ava got stalked by this one girl.
I think we're both on our periods too.
Oh yeah, randomly every girl we knew was on their period. Yeah. And I have a list of everything that happened that week. Like, we thought the fucking world was ending. That was when you walked into a grocery store and thought it got mobbed. Because everyone stole...
Mopped?
Mobbed! Jeezle! Like, you can... There's no eggs or milk or...
Oh, toilet paper!
Or no toilet paper. Everything was fucking gone. It was like the purge.
It was. Like, we couldn't find anything.
Nothing. That was, like, freaked up. What else happened that week?
I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, but it was like, all that happened in 1 week? Like, bitch?
Seriously.
Well, the next time I took Sam to a medical emergency is... Oh, yeah. When she came home with an allergic reaction.
Well, here's an little backstory. Beginning of this school year, our sophomore year, I'm looking for a job. I found one at Smoothie King about 10 minutes away in Newport, Kentucky. And I go, it's like my first day. I'm just doing online training crap. I'm meeting everybody. And one of the managers walks right the fuck up to me. And I have a really pretty bad peanut allergy.
You're just like, oh no, it's fine.
He shoves this fucking smoothie sample in my face and was like, here, try this. And I was like, oh, okay. So I literally fucking tongue dipped that shit. Was like, got a little tingle. And he says... And he was like, do you like it? I'm like, hey, what kind of smoothie is that? And he goes, the Peanut Butter Monster 5000. And I'm like, oh, weird, funny. And I was like, I'm allergic. And he's like, oh, fuck, shit. He starts freaking out. And he was like, and I was like, ah, I'll be fine. Just because I'm stupid. But then 10 minutes later, I go back to the trains. I've got freaking blotchy ass face. It looks like I can't even fucking breathe at this point. My throat's about to close. I'm like, hey.
I gotta go. Don't do that with your throat.
First fucking day of work. But just my freaking luck. Hey, sir, I just don't think. I just need to run home for a second. Drive my own ass car. Literally about to pass out. I run up the stairs to my apartment. And Ava, I called Ava. She got me some Benadryl ready.
Yeah, she drove home like not. Like
definitely should not have.
No. So I took her. And she took Benadryl. She's like, I'll be fine. I'm like, no, we're going to a fucking emergency room. Or what are those things called?
Urgent care.
Urgent care. So I took her to one of those, and then they gave her, like, a vaping mask or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They literally had a breathing machine. That shit slow.
Just right in their head right there.
That shit slow. Yeah. It was taking me a lot
and
of
medical And then today, course. It's because, whatever, just going on with her.
You know, I've just been hoeing around a lot lately. And...
No, you don't have We don't know what you have.
Well, yeah, we don't know if I have.
But, like, our friend Kate has the same thing. But, like, me, I just don't have it because my immune system kicks ass. And natural selection just wants you gone.
Definitely. Natural like, selection.
Just fucking leave our
room. I'd be at the fucking bottom of the list.
Bottom totem pole, baby.
Below, like, the elderly. Literally fucking everyone. I don't know. I've made it this
just
far.
Just fucking get out. Like, you're done. Get out.
I'm like, okay, I got the hint. Just find me a bridge and I'll jump. Like, it's pushed me to that point. This has happened all in a fucking year. But yeah, now I've got mono. That shit lasts a couple freaking weeks.
We don't know you have mono yet.
Oh, yeah, we don't know yet. But,
No, we're pretty certain.
Certain, yeah. We're definitely certain. Yeah, but me and my friend Kate have the exact same fucking thing. Like, exact same symptoms to a T. And our friend Kate, she's got the worst luck ever.
Oh my god, it's the funniest thing ever.
Like, if you think of any bad thing that can happen to you.
It's happened to
the
her.
Minor inconveniences of life, they happen to her on a date.
That is just...
Like, fourfold times ten. It's really...
It's really the funniest thing ever. I feel it's for really it. Bad. Like, I... Like, her life just... Like...
It literally...
I love her to death. But, like... Any minor inconvenience that happens to her.
Well, that'd be the fucking thing. Like, I was texting her. I went to the doctor today. She was texting me, and she's like, yeah, you know, I've had all these ass symptoms, and, like, fever, sore-ass throat, couldn't eat for shit. And she's like, yeah, you know, that just makes sense. Like, this stuff just happens. Like, she just freaking takes the punches and rolls with it at this point. She's like
literally the worst luck. Like, this bitch would win the lottery and then lose the ticket. That would be Kate.
That's the definition of what would happen to her.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, it's like all the minor. No, this yesterday she was telling me about this paper. She's like, yeah, it's just like this paper we gotta write. It's due on Friday, but, like, I'm not gonna start till, like, Wednesday. I'm like, alright, chief. Then she gets this email halfway through her movie, like, fuck, it's due Wednesday! Have I started? No. Am I gonna start? Probably not.
And on top of that, thinking we both have mono, extreme fatigue is the number one symptom, and she's been asleep the entire day.
Entire day.
She's like, shit. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I haven't done anything.
Oh my god, Kate's life is just a funny thing to laugh at. She's the nicest person ever.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
But, like,
fuck. She's just get handed.
Life fucks her over.
Handed all the wrong
day
cards.
Day after day.
She should not gamble. Ever.
Ever!
Not even, like, for a quarter. Like,
no. I don't even want to buy her a lottery ticket or a scratch off or anything.
Hell
no. I'm just trying to think. What? Kate.
Her Starbucks drink?
Oh, my God. We all got that's just stupid. But, like, we all got drinks. We walked somewhere. We finally sit down. And, like, we were all excited. Super hot day. We all sit down. Kate, just the whole drink just spills. Poor bitch. She's like, I'm not getting up to get another one. And we're like, we'll fucking go get it for you.
Yeah, so we felt so bad. Because we know that crap happens to her all the time. We're like, we'll give her one win. Abe and I walk up, because we walked pretty far to get to where we were when we got it. We walked up, like, 10 flights of stairs to get back up. Got out of the drink.
It's just funny, Kate's life.
Yeah. Kate's entire existence.
Kate's, just, Kate, then we need the Kate Miller story.
Yeah, we'll have her on one day.
We'll take our special,
we'll tell her some.
Just, like, we'll talk, next episode we'll talk about,
Just to prove to you how pathetic her life is.
It's not pathetic. It's just the worst luck streak that's had. She hasn't gotten a break.
Yeah.
Ever.
She broke a mirror.
She did.
A while ago. She's gotta have. She's seen a black cat a couple fast.
I bet she stepped on a couple cracks.
Yeah. She did something to deserve something.
Something.
The universe is just not.
It is literally the funniest thing ever.
Oh, yeah,
it's just her life. So how have you been today?
Miserable. I'm supposed to be taking fucking exams and studying. You should see oh my god, I'm living in a pigsty. Ava just picked up a curdly piece of soup on my desk over there.
Dude, I think it's ice cream, but it's curdy.
Ew.
Curdy.
You know why? Because it's like $1 gallon at Target. That's why.
Or because it's been sitting out for a day and a half. You ever think of that, Sherlock? God, freaking Libras.
Freaking Tarzan. We had this conversation today.
No!
Now I'm gonna tell it. We were talking. We didn't know.
Oh my god, spit it out. Okay, there's this car
in front
of us.
Let me do it.
There's this car in front of us on our way home from the doctor's office. And it was a Ford or something like that, and it had Taurus on the back. So I hit her. I'm like, bro, that's me. And she's like, what? I'm like, I'm a Taurus. She's like, I didn't even know that was a thing. And I'm like, what are you, a Leo? I bet you're a Leo. She's like, no, I'm a Libra.
You don't even know. We don't know anything about astronomical signs at all. I bet you're a Leo.
Yeah.
Now she kept saying shit. Such a Libra.
Anyways. So I was like, yeah, me and Leah, we're Tauruses, which is kind of funny because we're like the exact opposite.
Exact opposites.
But like, we're really good friends. Like, she's been in my life since like the third grade, but we're literally the exact opposite people you could ever think of.
Yeah, that's how it started.
Yeah, so.
So then I looked up. We were talking about what's the symbols and shit for all of this. And yeah. She kept calling me, oh, you're a lion. I'm like, I'm not a Leo, you dumb whore. So. Mine's like, sure, hers was a bull, and mine was I don't know.
The Cancer symbols and Divergent.
Yeah.
The scales. Anyway, so I told her about me and Leah being the same Taurus, so she looked up Taurus personality traits.
And what it described the Taurus as is they're comfortable in their own skin.
So that related me to say, like, yeah, I'm pretty good, I'm pretty comfy and warm in my own skin sack.
She's like, yeah, it's pretty comfy in this whole thing.
This old sack.
My skin sack. I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Skin sack. I laughed about that for a good half hour.
Our car rides, though, bro, we can't drive for shit. Neither of us.
We suck at driving.
First off, your car is about to, like, all the wheels.
Yeah, my car.
Off. Once all the snow melts, the wheels are just gonna go pew.
No.
Just fall.
Sometimes it's like one of those cars that sometimes you're driving and like the wheel just like moves itself a little, and then sometimes it makes those weird squeaky noises goes like.
My brother's car. He was driving home. He just got off the exit. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like by the McDonald's and stuff. Like, yeah. You take the interstate.
Yeah.
The wheels popped off. Like while he was driving. Like, two of them. Ooh. Off. He, like, went into the ditch. Because, like, where else could he go? Because he didn't have wheels.
That's so
weird. And these two guys that were just sitting there eating their Wendy's inside just saw, like, two wheels just, like, go right past them while they were eating. So they had to, like, come help them put the wheels back on.
That's horrible.
What happened was Ethan said he went to Rabbit Hash the night before. And, like, the nuts on, like, the wheels got really loose because of the gravel road.
Oh, was that a theory, or he knew that they came loose?
Well,
and still drove.
Still drove, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was fucking funny. Up here, for some reason, when I get really tired, I mistake green lights as stop lights and red lights as go, bitch.
Common. Yeah, she ignores street signs and lights on a daily.
Yeah, the amount of the pedestrians I've almost hit. I would have had like thousands of points of action.
Speaking of hitting pedestrians, someone almost hit Ava in a car the other day.
Oh my god! Bitch, we were just trying to walk to get some sushi.
Yeah, we went up those drunken bentos up the street to get sushi, and we were about to cross the street.
No!
Walk light.
The sign said walk.
Yeah.
So we walk at a normal pace, and then this guy was taking a left. And then I guess he just didn't fucking see us because he whipped it. Sam just stayed in the middle of the street.
Well, you know, there's a difference between flight or fight, and I was about to punch that sucker right in the...
I fucking run for my life because I was a little in front of Sam. Like, if I didn't run, I would have gotten hit.
Oh, yeah. She felt a sense of the bumper, the front bumper on her knee. Like, it was about to freaking bust her.
Yeah, like, I just go and hug a pole. And this guy had the audacity. He's like, he rolled down the window. He's like, I'm sorry. And then drives off. The bitch was my pace leader. Freshman year.
Which is like you're like the student in your class that like leads the group of kids that you all have classes with.
Oh my god. Like, I hugged this pole. Cars, man.
Like, cars, bro.
I'm a little scared of them now.
Oh yeah, well. And then she fucking had, like, an out-of-body experience. Like, she was, like, on a fucking high, a life high.
Oh,
she
yeah.
just escaped death. And we were supposed to go skiing that weekend, and she was nervous, and she's like, you know what? I can fucking do anything.
That life high really went down when I started skiing. We go down this hill. I said, fuck it. So I went first out of all of us. And then I fall.
Oh, fall immediately.
And I don't know how to get back up.
And you know well, once you're starting, you know how fucking hard it is to, like, figure out how to get up? It's damn near impossible.
Yeah. So, like, Sam and her brothers are, like, helping me, and then, like, they can't. So they just go. I'm like, all right, I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Oh, we were
so
like a group
up,
of people.
I get up again. But then I fall again. And my little fireball shooter falls out of my pocket. And I can't get up. I cannot get up to save my life. But I'm trying. I'm struggling. I'm just trying to get my skis off, technically, just so I can, like, get up, put them back on.
She's just gonna walk down.
Yeah. I did walk down.
She walked down.
But, like, the first half of the hill that just goes, like, straight down. Mm-hmm. But, like, the second half is just, like, a little bump, so I could do that. I did that. Anyways, the paramedics come. And they come and help me. And they're so two women, there. By the way. I didn't tell you this part. They're two women, so they had struggle helping me up, too. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I don't know how to get the fuck up. And they, this one of them on the right side of me, they're like carrying my pole. And then, like, they bend down to help me. And then they grab the shooter. They're like, ma'am, is this your shooter? And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's mine. I'm like, oh, wait, sorry. No, that's not mine. I thought you meant, like, the pole. And she's like, mm-hmm.
She said, uh-huh, and moved on.
Yeah.
She confiscated her shooter.
Yeah, I didn't get a fuck back. Because like, bitch, you owe me $1.49.
She couldn't figure out how to get up off her ski.
So I get up, and then I keep going, and I fall down again, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this. So I took off my skis, and I walked down, like, half the hill, and I put them back on, and then I was fine. Like, I just did the rest.
Here's our side, my side, from what I saw, so.
It did take me, like, half an hour, this whole experience.
So what happened, we were going up with a big group, and Ava hasn't skied since, like, I don't know
what. I went out a footnote. Her brother, an asshole, I love him to death, he's a super nice guy. But asshole at the moment, he's like, yeah, this is one of the easiest hills. Bitch! It was like the second hardest hill.
Yeah, I don't know where.
We get up there, and he was like, you have to learn somehow. And we're like, oh, fuck you. You said this was gonna be easy. It wasn't easy. It
my little brother's been skiing since like middle school. Like goes on the big ass slopes and like does flips and shit. But what happened was like we were with a good group of people and we had gone a little bit bigger of a hill. Like we were working our way up, but then Ava and our other friend Vinny met us on like this medium sized hill, which was pretty huge in our minds. And mine and Ava hadn't skied since like 7th grade or some stuff.
Third grade.
So she was like figuring it out and like we were like trying to get down.
Still, I'm trying to slide high, okay? I'm like, I fucking won't die.
Oh yeah, she's like, oh, we got this, whatever.
On the way up, you said like, Ava, how are you not nervous? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm fine.
Oh yeah, I was fucking nervous. And like, I suck at skiing too.
No, I suck.
Yeah, but so we were this group of people and like some of them were like pro skiers, were like down in 2 minutes and I tried to stay with Ava as much as I could. And so did my brother Brady. But she just, like, every 2 seconds couldn't stay up on her feet for nothing.
Okay. Literally on our way there, so many people were like, yeah, we'll teach you, don't worry. Like, we'll start on the bunny, I'll teach you how to, like, do the normal things. Brady said that, Sam told me that. Our friend Olivia, she was a pro skier. She's like, yeah, I'll teach you. All of them just, like, left me. They did not teach me shit. Mm-mm. Nothing. I'm like, oh, nice guys, thanks. I twisted my ankle.
Oh yeah, she twisted her ankle. But we all got down and we were probably waiting like 25 minutes and we're like, oh my god, she's dead.
They thought I was crying and I was like,
we thought she was like crying or like she was like in a ditch somewhere. Like we didn't know what to do.
These bitches, I was on the ground, this one guy comes like, you got this? I'm like, bitch! I was on the top of the hill. Like,
oh yeah.
I literally got my skis and I walked out. On the side. I was like, you know what? And then I'm like getting embarrassed because all these people are passing me and I'm like,
and then she took a fat ass break. She's like, I'm done. So she went back in the lodge for a bit and then her and our friend Vinny just went on the bunny hills and we're scarred the rest of the night.
Because
what you did is like you fell and like didn't like couldn't get back up, but our friend Vinny never skied ever before in his life.
He went kept falling
the frick down and like fell 10 times and just didn't even give a shit and like just
He knew how to get up, and I'm like, I don't know how to get the fuck up.
I know, it's hard.
Because, like, if you get up, you start going, like, 10 miles an hour, then 20, then 30.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I can't do that.
Oh, my God, you could go so fucking fast.
Oh, I was so mad. I was so mad.
It was so
And all
funny.
I wanted to do, I was so tired. And all I wanted to do was go to bed.
Oh, yeah, right when it's, like... maybe an hour before it's about to close, I get a call.
I was getting so mad at you. Because we're like, bro, I want to leave. Like, I want to get out. And you're just not answering.
We were all having so much fun.
I was like, it's time. I gotta go. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm done.
She was like, let's go. I have to get out of this wretched place. I'm just done.
I said those exact words.
Exact words.
I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Get over it.
I didn't have... And so I was also mad because someone stole my hat.
Yeah. One of my brother's friends took her hat. We found her.
Oh, I was just kidding.
She was having a horrible time.
I mean, I had fun on the bunny.
She was so fucking exhausted and like on the car ride home, I've never seen someone more miserable in my life. Not just Ava, just like in general. She's like, I'm exhausted, just fucking go.
I know, she's like saying goodbye to her friend.
I was like, bye. We had a fun ass night.
I had fun. I didn't talk on the way home, and that's when you know I'm miserable when I don't talk.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fucking talker, as you can tell through this podcast. I interrupt like every sentence she says.
Every freaking word.
Anyways. I don't know. Well, I had fun. I'll go again.
Yeah, it was fun.
Once a year. I told Vinny, my kids are going skiing. At least 4 times a winter. I don't give a fuck. I'll sit in the lodge.
No, that's what it is. You gotta start them young. Like, you see freaking 2-year-olds.
I know.
No fear.
A 5-year-old passed me when I was just, like, laying there.
I know. That's the worst part of it.
I was like,
it's like the biggest fuck you in your face when you're, like, on the bunny hill struggling and then some kid.
And I would be like, oh, I should have just taken a shot.
They confiscated your shot. Yes,
I know.
Well, all right. My motto.
So what we talked about this week? We talked about the worst week in college. Probably, almost for every college student, that was the worst week because like everything got shut down. You couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
But it just got
for some reason ours was like psycho worse.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like 10 times worse.
Yeah.
So we talked about that. We talked about our week, the bento.
Talked about the skiing. What are we?
That's a pretty good like synopsis of 2 weeks of our lives.
We gave you some pretty good stories.
There's a lot of shit that happens every week, to be honest.
Oh yeah.
Like a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That's just the biggest fuck you.
We've been talking about trying to do a podcast for a while, and we're just gonna see how it goes.
Yeah. It's just, we just want people to listen to our conversations and make sure we're not fucking
Yeah, because sometimes we fucking think we're hilarious as hell and weird as fuck.
Well, this time it's just stories.
Yeah.
But just next, to, like, get comfortable with it.
We'll try to do, like, just us just, like, talking and have conversations.
You don't have to tell them. I was just saying, like, this time it was just stories just to, like, get comfortable with just, like, talking, I guess. But, like, I want to have, like, an actual conversation about a topic. Like, a debate.
Yeah.
But, like, you're real worse at debates.
Yeah, and you're crazy good at it because you're a manipulative whore bag. Anyways.
What? I'm not!
You guys will understand.
I'm just really competitive.
Okay, well, this was our first episode of Quality Shit.
Quality Shit, man.
It was nice talking to you guys. And we'll see you next fucking time we do it.
Nice. Nice ending.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.